parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Chris Milligan. We're going to be talking about what's happened in Vietnam. But, you know, let me just quickly touch on what's happening in the Middle East today. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, the American government has for some time been trying to destabilize the Iranian government. Now, certainly those of you who remember the history, remember they had a democratically elected government in 1953 under Premier Mossadegh, and the CIA went in and toppled that government and brought in the Shah, who we kept in power until 1979, when we toppled the Shah and brought in the Ayatollah Khomeini, and supposedly he was our enemy and organized Hezbollah, and of course Hezbollah was responsible, and we knew ahead of time for the bombing of the American embassy in Beirut in 1983 and bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut in 1983. But Robert Baer, in his book See No Evil, found out that not only did we know that Hezbollah was behind this, but that we knew before the bombings that they were coming, and we did nothing to stop them. And we left those Marines in the barracks there and the people in the embassy to die. It doesn't make any sense. And then we never tried to retaliate against the Khomeini. In fact, it was during that period, 83 through 88, 89, when you had your Iraq-Iranian war. And we not only backed Iraq, we also sold weapons to Iran during that period of time. Why would you do that? Why would you finance or at least help both sides in a major war? And yet, of course, this sort of games that are played all the time. Well, let's fast forward to where we are today. And, of course, Hezbollah is still an extension of Iran. And the Iranian government is supplying Hezbollah with the sophisticated weapons. I mean, where do you think Hezbollah got the sophisticated weapons that took out the Israeli ship here recently, that the ship that was shelling the shore? And I mean, do you think that the Hezbollah people built those rockets and the missiles, guided missiles, you know, in the garages in Lebanon? Of course not. I mean, they got them from Iran, who got them from Russia and China, who got the used American technology to build them. But right now, what you're really seeing in the Middle East is a war between Iran and Israel. And you have to understand that for some time, the United States government, working in conjunction with the Mossad, has been at war with Iran. They're actually broadcasting subversive messages over the radio into Iran, trying to foment an uprising. We're financing the opposition in Iran. Special forces teams have been operating in at least four of the provinces there, you know, trying to foment uprisings. I mean, we're at war with Iran. We have been at war with Iran. We just haven't told the American people we're at war with Iran, and now the war with Iran is spreading, and since Iran can't strike back at America, they're striking back at our ally in the Near East. Now, I believe our government would like to topple Iran without having to actually attack it, in other words, without having to go to war, and without having to bomb their facilities, which would be an act of war and which would inflame the whole Islamic world. But of course, things can be taken out of the hands of the people who are in control of our government. I mean, the people who control our government is not George Bush. He's a figurehead for the Trilateral Commission and the spiritual forces that energize the Trilateral Commission. And those of you who haven't checked out what I've told you to repeatedly, and that is the logo of the Trilateral Commission, and gone to trilateral.org, and seen their logo. It's a circle made of three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. But there, the Trilateral Commission is in charge of our government. Dick Cheney came from there. Certainly the people who control our monetary system, Paul Volcker, Alan Greenspan, both among the small number of members of the Trilateral Commission who are subservient to its leader, David Rockefeller. Under any circumstances, I believe that they would like to avoid a confrontation, a military confrontation with Iran, just simply topple the government. And I've got from people who are very, very close to the source of power, that's what they'd like to do. But there are other forces at work, far more powerful, that have a different agenda. So it's going to be interesting to see how this whole picture plays out, how this story plays out in the Middle East. Hopefully it will quiet down. There will be UN intervention, United Nations, perhaps American forces there, dividing the adversaries. And but if it then, in God's plan, in God's timing, is this time for a major war in the Middle East? Only time is going to tell. Well, with that as a background, let's talk a little bit with our special guest today, Chris Milligan, who's a publisher who, you know, is on the front lines of bringing the books out that the mainline establishment will not bring out. And we need somebody like Chris who has the courage to publish these books, which will tell you what the major publishing houses will not. And, of course, he published the book Expendable Elite by our good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Marvin, and the story of what had really happened in Vietnam. Because you can't understand Iraq unless you understand Vietnam. Iraq is Vietnam all over again. But nobody wants to talk about that. And then, of course, Chris has published another book entitled Barry and the Boys, the story of Barry Seal, the nation's most popular, certainly, and most powerful drug dealer, who was also a CIA operative. And there, if you look at the cover of his book, you'll see the picture of a number of the CIA operatives involved in drugs, and among them was a man named Porter Goss, who recently was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Picture was taken many years ago. Chris, where did you get that picture?
That picture came from Barry Seal's wife.
I see.
And it had been there wasn't supposed to be any copies of it left, but because they had gone to the house plenty of times and tried to get all of Barry's stuff. And
this is the CIA, then?
Right. CIA, and actually FBI. FBI a lot of times runs the interference for that. But, you know, in listening to your commentary on Iran, one thing that my research has shown up, too, is that, you know, again, a lot of what they use Americans' blood and money for is for the consolidation of the drug trade. A lot of what Vietnam was the taking over of the Golden Triangle from the French. And one thing that Iran... Hello?
Hello, go right ahead. Well, it looks like...
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and Chrissy is still there.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that was the normal break. I just talked for so long that we didn't have time to develop your ideas. So you were saying that Vietnam was largely about, part of it was about drugs, and the last thing you could let the American people know that we were sending millions of our boys overseas to fight in Vietnam, so that the CIA, at least in part, could consolidate the drug trade, just as today American forces control Afghanistan and they're growing more opium poppies than ever before. How could that be? I mean, I thought we were involved in a war on drugs, or maybe it's all symbolism over substance, rhetoric over reality. We can't let the American people know that the American government is the largest purveyor of drugs throughout the world.
Absolutely, and it's not so much the American government, but these groups that have infiltrated the government.
Right, you're absolutely right.
Our government isn't a bad. We need government, but you know, when you look at the Iran situation, you know, one thing that you find that Iran was one of the largest. When the Shah was there, was a very large CIA office. We had Dick Helms, who became a CIA director, was the ambassador there for many years. And then when you go back behind and look at the figures, and now we're talking just figures from the UN, Iran has the largest amount of its population that uses opiates than any other population, 2.8% of its population, and it is traditionally the third largest opium crop in the world. And so, you know, there's other things that are going on besides just all the Middle East and different things. I mean, really a large part of it is for their continued consolidation of the drug trade and get rid of any competitors. And because that is what their largest, opium became the largest commodity on the planet in the 1830s and has been there ever since. And the money that they get from the drugs, they park in offshore, and then those are the junk bonds that they use to take over other parts of our other parts of our economy.
And, of course, the Russell family was deeply involved with the opium trade. It was Russell who formed the Skull and Bones back at Yale University.
Right. And then you have another gentleman from Skull and Bones in 1855 taking petroleum, rock oil, and making, for the very first time, paraffin and gasoline. And he says, gee, this is, you really got something here, guys. The company passes into hands to investors from New Haven, Connecticut. The people who started that company, the Bissells and the Townsend, soon had their sons in the Order of Skull and Bones. You have a Rockefeller in the Order of Skull and Bones. You have a Rockefeller in every single secret society at Yale that I can get a membership list of. And Cleveland, where the Rockefellers, had their base of operations, used to be owned by Connecticut. And so basically these secret societies, one of their main tools is drugs, and then they also, they own the gas the whole gasoline thing, and that's why we have a gasoline store here, because Mr. Diesel in 1900 introduced his engine, ran it 24/7 on nothing but peanut oil, and pretty soon, you know, he had committed suicide, and his engine had been retrofitted to petrochemicals. So, I mean, the world that we live in is a world that these folks have created, and then they play it off to move it in the direction that they want. But
well, maybe you could answer this question. I really don't know this, but, you know, there are many. I live in Santa Cruz where there are a lot of hippies, and they're really pushing hemp as a great product to make, you know, that you can make clothing and paper and all sorts of thing out of. And they talk about hemp oil, and hemp oil could be used for, certainly for diesel. Do you know anything at all about that?
Oh, hemp is a major competitor to petrochemicals. They can make 40,000 different products out of hemp.
And that's why they don't want it to be used, and they don't want an alternative to oil?
Right, right. I mean, when I've done, you know, the research, I've done a lot of research in what I call the subject of CIA drugs. And one thing that I've found is that the whole meme of marijuana as a gateway drug is something that was created by these guys because they had an object to opiate our country, starting with the quote-unquote boomer generation. Okay, I mean, my father told me directly that, and he quit the CIA in 1959 directly because of that operation.
What operations? Your dad was with the CIA?
To opiate our country, starting with the boomer generation.
And so he worked for the CIA, was that it?
Yeah, my father was branch chief, head of all of East Asia, for research and analysis. I mean, he was a branch, you know, you have branch chief, section chief, station chief. Mm-hmm. You know, he was the main guy back in D.C., and he quit them. He used to work very closely with Colonel Lansdale, you know, who's head of...
The ugly American, right.
Yes, and was head of the operation that was set up to kill Castro, and then a lot of people say was then used as part of the apparatus to kill Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, he was in a position where he had to know, and he wouldn't go along with it. I mean, they offered him a huge bribe. I don't know if you know much about D.C., but there was a place there called Seven Corners that's now called Tyson Corners. It's where the
I know that. It's over Fairfax.
Right. It's where the first big shopping centers were built outside D.C.
Yeah,
they offered him a part of that in 58, and he walked. He says no, he wouldn't. You know, and moved the whole family out, and, you know, took a big hit in pay, and, I mean, went from being a vice president of a college to teaching junior high school.
You mean he was in the CIA, and he was the vice president of a major college?
Well, it was Skerritt College in Tennessee, yeah.
So they've got their people planted in our universities as well?
Oh, absolutely. They've got people planted all kinds of places, and they'll plant them in the bureaucracy. And, you know, they'll get, you know, maybe, say, somebody from Nixon. They say, well, hey, we need to get this guy in there. And then after so many, you know, changes, the people, because the people at the top, you know, are political appointees, and they even forget that these guys are even there. And then you have Operation Mockingbird, where plenty of people from the CIA were infiltrated into our news media. And, you know... A lot of these people, you know, they've bought something hook, line, and sinker, like, these are enemies so that we've got to fight them. You know, I mean, you've talked plenty of times about the best enemy money can buy.
Sure. Well, of course, the old theme is to play on patriotism. I mean, we've got to kill this guy because he's an enemy and he's giving information to the Russians or the Chinese or something. He's, in many instances, just a patriotic individual who knows too much. In fact, Colonel Marvin tells a story of how he was actually asked to kill a Navy Lieutenant Commander, Spitzer. And he was asked, and I'm sure he's told you the story, he was asked to kill him. He was told he was a traitor to the country. And basically, he knew too much about the Kennedy assassination. He had pictures of the original autopsy, not the one done at Bethesda, but the original autopsy. And, of course, they could not allow the American people ever to realize that Kennedy had been shot from the front. They could not, I mean, they had to make everybody believe the lie that Lee Harvey Oswald, the lone gunman, had killed Kennedy, and of course it really wasn't true. Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy, a CIA operative, a FBI operative, set up as the fall guy, because the real criminals were allowed to go scot-free. But they couldn't let people understand this was a coup d'etat.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of Kennedy, to bring in Lyndon Johnson, and really it was simply because Kennedy, his family, had stolen the election. He wasn't supposed to win. Nixon had been told, concede the election to Kennedy, but you'll be allowed to be president later. And he was. And, of course, he was, run by the Rockefellers to become the president in 68 and then destroyed by the Rockefellers because he would not, put Nelson Rockefeller in as the vice president.
And if one of the Madison family had been a better shot and killed Gerald Ford, we would have had Nelson Rockefeller as president.
Right.
You mentioned Colonel Marvin's book and different things. If I've got time here, I'd like to read just two paragraphs of a new foreword that we've done for Expendable Elite. It's called "To Everything There Is a Season." What is it about a book? Why do they excite such passions? Burn them, ban them, read them, write them, venerate them. We kill for them. We construct rooms around them. We mold lives around them. They are sacred. They are profane. Books are powerful. A book presents focused thought, the codified word that may burn one's soul. A book may change your life. A book is where the rubber hits the road. It takes conscious decisions, concerted effort, and determined dedication to bring forth thoughts and ideas into something that you may hold in your hand. It is, at day's end, an act of creation. And as with any creature, a book may have a life of its own, maybe even a soul. This book, a modest venture, the simple telling of a soldier's war story, something as old as a campfire, where the young warriors learn from the victories and failures of yore, has become something more than what it began as.
Well, this is the foreword to The Expendable Elite. We carry the book. We think it's an important book. It is Colonel Marvin's story of his experience with the special forces in Vietnam, and of course being asked by the CIA to act as an assassin and to kill Sihanouk, who is the Prince of Cambodia. You see, we can't let the American people know that our government kills people throughout the world. Colonel Marvin did not kill Sihanouk, and so they sent a regiment of a South African army unit to kill him and all of his men. I mean, we kill our own men. That was the story of Operation Tailwind. They can't let the American people know that. They can't let our soldiers know that they will abandon them, for political expediency as we abandoned 25,000 American soldiers after World War II. And if you doubt what I'm saying, I mean, we have the Senate Foreign Relations Committee report, long suppressed because of the Helms Committee report that tells that the 8,000 in Korea or the 1,000 of something like that in Vietnam and then another 1,000 in Laos. They were CIA. They were not military. We simply wrote them off and left them to rot in prisons. And the Vietnamese wanted to give them back, and we wouldn't take them back because we wouldn't want the American people to realize, of course, the betrayal and behind that, of course, the organized evil within this clique, within the government.
We added 100-plus pages that also includes a trial because, the Special Forces Association paid for and backed a lawsuit against this book and tried to stop this book. Well, generally, these lawsuits never get to court, okay, because you have an insurance company and the insurance company runs interference for these guys or like in the Operation Tailwind. They had Henry Kissinger call up the head of CNN and stuff, and then as April Oliver so eloquently says, well, yeah, they hired us a big First Amendment lawyer and then stabbed us in the back. And I know you've had April on your show, and she won a good judgment against CNN, and she and her producer, Jack Smith, still stand by their story today.
Well, I've talked to people who were out Operation Tailwind. Incidentally, for our listeners, if you don't know what it is, we have a 4-tape set on Operation Tailwind. But your listeners, I hope you'll want to get this book And then I hope many of you will want to contribute, because Chris and the purpose was to bankrupt Chris Milligan, to bankrupt Colonel Marvin, you know, as an example, so nobody would tell the truth. And though they won the case, you still owe, what, $90,000?
Yes. I mean, they still could, you know, it still could bankrupt us if, you know, if, because, you know, we aren't ones to just walk away and tell our lawyers, well, gee, thanks very, very kindly. Because, I mean, it took a lot for, you know, these lawyers to stand up to these guys. They took flack from their
hold up, we'll be back
colleagues and everything.
New. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Chris Milligan. Chris, I want you to get your telephone number out. Now, we do carry, here at Radio Liberty, we do carry Barry and the Boys. We do carry The Fleshing Out of Skull and Bones. We do carry the book Expendable Elite. But Chris has other material, and I'd like you to know how to get in touch with him. And I hope that many of you will seriously consider contributing, whether it be $5, $10, $100, or $500, you know, to their fund. They need that to pay off their lawyers. They beat this. I mean, an effort to bankrupt them. Why? To silence them as an example to anybody else who wanted to get the truth out. Chris is the publisher. He's not well-funded, but he does this, and he's put out books that nobody else will publish that tell you the truth about the dark spiritual forces behind behind what's going on today. And to me, they're dark spiritual forces because there's no other logical explanation for the CIA, at least a component of its involvement in the drug trade and destroying the lives of people. And that's the story of Barry and the boys. Barry Seal, who made hundreds of millions of dollars while working for the CIA, smuggling drugs into America. Of course, he eventually ended up paying with his life. So, but get your telephone number out and hope that some of the people out there will contribute to your defense fund.
It's 800-556-2012. We do have also a page at expendableelite.com where people can donate. And please do, because it takes all of us, you know, or as many as we can get together, to get rid of these guys and have our real republic and have a country that we're proud to, you know, for our children to grow up in and for them to you know, because if we don't do something now, our children and their children, are, you know, we'll have no chance because the fascism is getting thick, we might say. And so, yes, we could really use people's support. It's been a very, very hard battle. And, you know, we have to send these lawyers so much a month. And you know, right now we get, if we're lucky, maybe a couple $100 a month. And we have to send these guys about $700 every month.
Well, I think that they did a good job. They were working at half fee, and they were able to, of course, to show the hypocrisy of this effort. And, of course, this Special Forces Organization, I believe, is probably funded through the CIA, using the Special Forces Organization, putting pressure on these people to get up and lie. And they were lying. It was all a lie. But, you see, if you can make an example of the people who were willing to tell the truth, then nobody else will do it. Well, my wife and I have contributed a fair amount of money to this fund, and we certainly intend to continue supporting it. We hope you will as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris and Colonel Marvin were targeted because they were trying to tell the truth about what's really going on. Do you care about America? If we don't hang together, we're going to hang separately, as Benjamin Franklin said so well.
Right.
And I believe that you certainly should support him. Give your telephone number again.
It's 800-556-2012. And you know, it's called a steamroller operation. I mean, sure. I talked with one of the lawyers on the other side about it. And, I mean, and you know, we were, guess what? These guys lied to us a lot. But they presented this one lawyer in South Carolina. Well, he's not really anything. We just need him, you know, because we're going to court in South Carolina. He's just carrying the suitcase. Well,
he was doing what now?
Well, they said he was just carrying the suitcase. You know, they just needed him because the lawsuit, this was in federal district court, was in South Carolina.
Well, he was working for the people who were attacking you for the
plane. Right, for the Special Force Association is out in North Carolina, and that's where their main lawyers were from.
So anyway, basically, what did this lawyer tell you?
Well, he told me that he was directing, because I started talking about steamroller operations and something and whatnot, and he said that he was directing the steamroller operation against April Oliver. He was present at when they deposed Admiral Moore.
Moore, yeah.
And different things. So I mean, like I say, we were lied. We were told he was just this little lightweight guy, but then ended up he was one of the main guys that did the lawyering and did the final pleas and everything.
After they heard Admiral Thomas Moore's testimony, they settled. They said, "How much do you want?" And April Oliver was able to retire, and I don't know what happened to her.
She's become a lawyer.
What?
I stay in touch with her, and she is now a lawyer.
Well, you know, she's a wonderful lady. She's not allowed to tell how much they gave her. Why? Because she was able to prove that everything she said in her report was true. And, of course, they could not allow the American people to realize that Operation Tailwind was the use of poison gas against an enemy. That's a violation of the law. It was an operation to kill Americans who had defected to the North, and we sent our forces in to kill Americans. Could that really happen? Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Officially, no, sir. Officially, it didn't happen, you know. And officially, Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy, and officially, the CIA doesn't do drugs.
Right, and or it doesn't assassinate people anymore. So if you'd like to hear the four tape set, my interviews with April Oliver, my interviews with the man who commanded the unit, who was the second-in-command of the unit that went in, and it was an experiment to see how well this this sarin gas would kill the enemy. And, of course, our forces had gas masks. The other side didn't. Of course, all of our forces survived. They died. You know, they died because we killed them using poison gas. It was simply an experiment. They dropped our men into a headquarters unit of the. I guess it was the Laos. They knew they were setting them down into a situation where they would all be killed unless, of course, they used the poison gas, which they did. That's what it was all about. A fascinating story. You will never hear it elsewhere. And, of course, we offer Admiral Thomas Moore's testimony where he tells you it's all true. In instances, actually, in wartime, sometimes you kill your own men. You have to keep them from getting captured. War is a terrible thing, and commanders hate to do this sort of thing. But if you want to win, why you do it? The trouble is, we were never allowed to win. We didn't go into Vietnam to win. We didn't go into Laos to win. It was all make-believe.
Yep.
In fact, Henry Kissinger, and his papers have recently been released, talks about how, you know, talking to the Chinese communists, how we're going to turn Vietnam over to you, but give us at least a decent interval before you take it. What hypocrisy. But remember, this is the same man that George Bush wanted to put in charge of the 9/11 Commission. Well, anyway, Chris, what sort of response are you getting to Colonel Marvin's book?
Oh, we're getting tremendous response. We're getting very good response, and actually, you know, with the lawsuit, we even got more response, and we're really hoping for some good response for the Victory Edition, because, like I say, we've added well over 100 pages, and one thing that we did was we added a lot of documentation, and it was very interesting. I mean, we had, you know, documentation from the Joint Chiefs of Staff that was verifying a lot of Colonel Marvin's story, but guess what? Their attorneys always objected and wouldn't allow us to present that material in the trial and get it and get the juries to see it.
Now, is that the current Joint Chiefs of Staff or the previous one?
Previous Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Hold on, right there. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Chris Milligan, and he is the publisher of the book, The Expendable Elite, which we carry, and we hope, and when will that new edition be delivered? I think you ordered 5 books.
It should be delivered. I just got a notice that it keeps getting moved back from the printer. They said right now I should have them the 1st of August.
Okay,
I thought I was going to have them the last week of July, but I just got a notice yesterday.
Okay, fine. Well, I hope our listeners will want to order the book, and this, of course, will help Colonel Marvin and Chris as well. The book is The Expendable Elite, and, of course, we do carry several of Chris's other books, Fleshing It Out of Skull and Bones, and, of course, Barry and the Boys. And they're trying to sue you over Barry and the Boys, too, aren't they?
They've tried to sue us 3 or 4 times over that. I mean, they even went as far as suing the printer. And this printer has been in business for 80 years. They at one time even printed the Anarchist Cookbook, and they said nobody had ever tried to sue them before.
Well, of course, they can't let the American people know about the CIA involvement in drugs. You know, this would just pop the balloon if people really understood the evil that is there. And while we're fighting a war on drugs, we're promoting drugs. We fight a war on terrorism, why, we've got more terrorism. We fight a war on cancer, we've got more cancer, and none of this is by accident.
No, and you know, there's even an evil that is even deeper than the drugs, and that is the elite's use and abuse of children.
Oh, I know. You've been talking about the pedophilia rings. Is that what you're speaking of?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it, I mean, I've talked to some of the children and different things, and it just rips my heart.
And it is some of the most powerful and wealthy people in America involved in this.
And it's how they keep control. It's one of their biggest things to control because, you know, not everybody in power is evil. Okay, but quite a few that are in power are blackmailed and are controlled in other ways that, you know, they are in a position that are not doing the people's work.
Sure. Well, they compromise them. They get some secretary to make eyes at them, and then, of course, when he's over at her apartment, they've got the video cameras in the ceiling, and they own so many of our politicians and people in key places.
Yes.
Or if they're homosexual, they will utilize that to blackmail them.
Well, one thing that they'll do, the CIA will do, is they will actually, you know, look at the social dynamics of a society and say, well, now let me see, there's a group over there, and they already, because of their activity, are very, very secret. And so they'll go in and use those networks for their own purposes.
Or they have certainly infiltrated all of our conservative and all of our Christian organizations, and they've infiltrated, along with the communists and the humanists and the other groups, that they finance and they control our seminaries, and they're teaching our ministers an entirely different gospel of Jesus Christ.
And keep people fighting each other, you know.
Right.
Really, you know, if I'm a member, you know, if I'm a group over here, and I don't like you guys, and they don't like me, I mean, that's their job. Their job has been done. I mean, and they've been given, you know, I mean, you can go back and read, like, Morgan, in J.P. Morgan talking in the early 1900s. He says, well, we're going to, create both the left and the right, and, you know, we're going to finance both of them.
Sure. And the Whitneys did that as well. So, I mean, it's a standard technique. If you control both sides of the issue, why, there is no opposition to you. And that's just what they've done here. They control both the Democrat and Republican parties, and oh, they tell us one is pro-life and one is pro-choice and one is pro-family values and one is pro-homosexual, and it's all a charade.
Absolutely.
They control both sides.
Absolutely, because these people don't care at all. I mean, there's a great book written by Mr. Freed, Donald Freed, called The Secret Life of Ronald Reagan, and again, it never got any wide release. It's another one of these suppressed material. I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, it's not known what these guys do, you know. I mean, there's books and books and books, and one thing that the Internet has been doing is bringing it afore, because as our good friend Anthony Sutton, I mean, he was writing about this perfidy for, you know, many, many years and many times, but it was just ignored. But the Internet has brought this to a fore, and, you know, people out there, you know, we have to stand up. One thing, in being a publisher, I get exposed, and I get lots of people calling me up in different things. And I've been having a conversation with some of the people that were involved in the early AIM movement, the American Indian Movement. And one thing they talk about is, well, you know, we were a bunch of young bucks, and we didn't always listen to some of the older wise men. And he says, you know, one of these wise men, what they would tell us, they says, all you got to do is stand up and knock on the door and call them out. And that's what we have to do. All it takes is for us to stand up. I mean, who would have thought, you know, I mean, I don't have any money. When I started my publishing, I didn't, you know, I still don't have any money. And Colonel Dan doesn't have any money. And they figured they would just squash us really fast. But no, the Colonel and I stood up, went to court with him, and, you know, lo and behold, part of our justice system, you know, justice by the people, still does work.
Well, I'm so glad that you and Colonel Marvin did prevail. And, of course, they would have let you off if you just had stopped publishing the book, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. We could have said that it was all, fiction and stuff like that. And, you know, we could have lied and got out of...
What they wanted to do was silence the book. They did not want this book out. That's why it's so important that people get the book. They would have gone to any lengths. They would have dropped the suit if they just stopped publishing the book, because they cannot let the American people know the truth. Isn't that true?
Yeah, because, you know, it's like, I think there's an interview between that Helen Thomas, the UPI reporter, and George H.W. Bush, you know, and she asked her, well, what would the people do if they know what you did during Iran-Contra? And he says, paraphrase, you know, they chase us down the streets and lynch us. And then also our money. We need to get our money back, too.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless you. Thanks so much, Chris. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a mile high energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and if you'd like to get a copy of Colonel Marvin's book, The Expendable Elite, we have it. And of course, we also have the book Barry and the Boys and the Fleshing Out of Skull and Bones, the story of Skull and Bones, the secret society from which George W. Bush came, and his father and his grandfather, from which John Kerry came from. Isn't it an interesting situation where both presidential candidates in 1964 came from the same secret society that can be traced back to the 1830s and a Mr. Russell who was involved in the drug trade at that time. His whole family was involved in the drug trade. And, of course, this was an extension of a Bavarian secret society. And what was their emblem? It was the swastika. And, of course, you will find that people have been into the tomb at Yale University that the walls are adorned with a swastika. And, of course, it was from those same secret societies of Bavaria in the 1830s that came the Thule Society. There was the inspiration for Adolf Hitler's Nazi movement, and they were deeply involved in the occult, and Skull and Bones is deeply involved in the occult. And it is these dark spiritual forces that energize everything going on. We have three pamphlets called The Occult Hierarchy. Together, they're $9.95. Each pamphlet's about 40 pages. My writings on these secret organizations that work behind the scenes and the spiritual forces that energize them. And some of the pamphlets are written by Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who certainly is the finest researcher we have on the subject. So you need to get our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. We have a four-tape set on Operation Tailwind, an amazing part of history. The second in command of the unit that went in when they used the sarin gas and they killed Americans, they were just following orders. We actually have the interviews with April Oliver. That's the four-tape set on Operation Tailwind. And if you want to get Admiral Moore's testimony, I will send that free of charge, where he admitted it was all true, but not a word of that in the controlled medium. They can't let you know the truth. We have Colonel Marvin's book. You need to get it. You need to read it. And you need to help us get the truth out. And we hope many of you will contribute financially, as Barbara and I have done, because we believe he's a courageous man. And he and Chris really need our support. And if we don't, as people who love God and who love freedom, don't stand together, and they let us pick us off one at a time, why, don't be surprised if very soon freedom as you know it will simply become a remembrance of things past. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it to understand the spiritual forces that are at work within our society that are energizing this incredible movement that we face. And then, of course, you'll certainly want to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and you can listen to our programs there, internet programs for the day. And, of course, you can listen to this program we broadcast in the evening here at the American Freedom Network, or you listen on the internet, and we have internet listeners to this program. Please encourage others to listen, to find out what this is about. We have a four-tape set on Is There a War on Drugs? Who's really behind the worldwide drug problem, epidemic, and why, if America's involved in a war on drugs, are the poppy and opium fields blooming in Afghanistan when we control that country? You mean we don't know how to stop the growing of opium in a country we totally control militarily, we occupy? Come on now. Think, ladies and gentlemen, understand the war on drugs is as phony as a $3 bill. But they can't let the American people know that. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such